Hey, peace and blessings, everybody. Welcome to Wise Words of Wisdoms. You know, I kind of hope everybody enjoys the new soundtrack that's playing with the little babies in the background. I made that. It's actually on SoundCloud. I think the SoundCloud name is Man You Can or Man You Did It. Something similar, but it's something I made about 7-8 years ago, right? Kind of something I thought to put in the vibe to bring into the show, you know what I'm saying? Something that we ultimately want to see in the end is happy and healthy babies laughing. That means they're engaging, you know what I'm saying, in healthy fashions. That's what we want to see, right? So in this episode, I just want to keep this real brief. It is hump day. You know, happy Wednesday, everybody. Peace and blessings to all those who are engaging in this month of Ramadan, of sacrificing. And one of the things that I shared on my Facebook page and on Wise Words of Wisdom's Facebook page is kind of the whole concept of how to get over the hump, right? You know, just basically one of the things that, and I think it coincides with this whole month of Ramadan, which individuals are fasting or abstaining from certain things. And I think just on this Wednesday, I put out as a friendly note to individuals that, you know, maybe just addressing what it is that you might want to stop doing, you know, just playing with the thought, the preconceived notion, or what they call in therapeutic pre-contemplative stage. I might want to stop doing some of this, or I might want to, you know, kind of look at this and change up how I do what I do. This is a great day to do it, get over the hump, right? So I just wanted to, you know, kind of have this time to share one of these little childhood stories that because I'm an only child, right? And I'm a second generation only child. So my mother is an only child. And so my grandmother had one child, my mom had one child, and I have one child, right? So, you know, it was one of those things coming up where, you know, I was forced to be creative in the home, because one, I was the only child. Two, I came up in the 70s when we wasn't allowed to be in grown folks' mouth while they was talking. And, you know, so I had to go to my room and, you know, entertain myself. So I just found things to do, you know, not only reading. And I wasn't really a reader and a writer, I was a creator. So I would, in my years of coming to know, I was kind of destructive. So at one point in time, I can say early on, I had the pyromania bug, where I used to set fires a little stuff until my mom and them, you know, got a hold of me. My mom and my grandma got good hold of me and put my hand up over that fire. That's when gas stove and everything. And, you know, really taught me a lesson on what fire feels like, and the fact that they love me so much to put me in fire, or my hand on fire, so I can feel it, and relate that to my actions going to cause them great harm and pain if I was to set fire and they died in their sleep, right? So I learned a valuable lesson from setting fires. I ain't gonna set fires no more, man. You know what I'm saying? I got rid of that, but it came through an experience of learning firsthand, right? So also going back, being creative and knowing with being exploring, explore, or finding out, or going out to seek, or, you know, just trying new stuff, right? It was something that I was forced to do because I didn't have that, you know, that peer group or siblings to, you know, really talk and share and play with and, you know, build up animosity, none of that, right? But I do have brothers and sisters. I just wasn't raised up around them. So being creative is something that I was forced to do, right? When I got in trouble and sent to my room, I was just there with what I had, right? So, and I'm relaying that over to this time of the COVID-19 when there's social distancing and a lot of our institutions and a lot of our public places have been shut down. So we can't really be around each other. And a lot of people really struggle with being to themselves or being by themselves or creating something to do. Right. And I just wanted to share from my own personal experience what I had to do. I mean, even making this podcast is one of the things that I'm comfortable with doing. I have become comfortable with doing because it's in my comfort zone of being by myself and have to create avenues to be engaging, right? Or knowing, or coming to know, or becoming familiar, or, you know what I'm saying? Even, you know, just seeing where I am and testing myself and analyzing my own feelings and my emotions and, you know, my thought processes and, you know, my history and how I've arrived to this point up into, you know, this whole social change and what has my history empowered me or, you know, really exposed me to what I am able to do, right? So in sharing this childhood story about so and I got so many, right? And I don't want to really like use, and I wasn't prepared to go here, but I'm gonna go here because this is in the sharing moment. And in a minute, I got a Zoom conference call that I need to get on, and we're in the Zoom age. And if anybody, you know what I'm saying, really has some business going on, you know, Zoom is the way that you connect with other people on not social media, but on the platforms in which you can see and engage. You can use that as a means of reaching out. There's also me and my family, we use a House Party is another app that you can actually put on your phones to reach out to your family members, and more than one can actually show up. So these are some of the methods, but of engagement in safe ways in our home so we can see people's faces, right? So we can see their smiles, right? Not just hear them over the phone, just see, you know, I'm a visual person, right? I tune in energies and emotions and body languages are big, you know what I'm saying? Nonverbals, all that, right? So one of the, and I'm going to just start there. With that, and I don't know where I got it from, just wanting to see fire burn something, right? Just looking, being amazed at the transformation of the fire touching it, the fire consuming it, the fire going out, and it being in a different shape, form, and fashion. It was just, you know, one of those things like, wow, you know, and being young, I didn't really understand that was harmful, but it was going through the experience of seeing the transformation, going through the experience of seeing the whole molecular structure being transformed right before my eyes. It was amazing until I had to feel it, right? So in relations to Ramadan itself is a period of time in which you abstain from certain things, focus on that which is good and healthy and information and instructions that are designed to cleanse your mind, right? So if you stop eating food for a duration of the period of time, your body has the ability to work with what you ate during the day. And in that time process, reset your digestive system to not really needing so much all the time, right? And yes, people lose weight, right? Kind of fall off, right? And that's because their body's not used to the stringent regimen of not eating during the day, right? And not overeating at nighttime, right? So with that process of your body wanting to break down something, but not having any nutrition in it to break down, it starts to eat off of itself, right? So during Ramadan itself, the name is a purifier or a cleansing, right? Or a fire, right? And the elements of fire, it's a duality in fire. Fire has the ability to totally destroy or change the physical structure of something, or it could purify the elements, impure elements, away from that which is solid and pure, right? So if you look at, you know, you look at a rusty spoon, right? Yeah, rusty spoon, let's say it's stainless steel or something. That rust might got on it because some water was sitting on it or something like that. So you do have the ability to take something like a Brillo pad and scrub it and scrape it and kind of get those top layers off, right? But something different happens if you put that spoon over a fire, right? There's a totally different reaction, an actual physical response and reaction that spoon has, but it's still steel. It remains to be stainless steel. It'll probably melt if the heat is intense enough. It could break down and, you know, you make it out of a butter knife or something like that, right? But at the same time, it is what the fire does, the capabilities of fire. So in this time of creativity, of being forced to abstain from people, places, and things, and being forced to actually focus on how we do, what we do, when we do, where we do it, right? We do have the ability to be creative, right, with our curiosities. We have the ability to be creative with our talents, our abilities, our gifts, and our skills. We have the opportunity to try to do something new, because, you know, we still got that 168 hours, right? And that's good, right? So these are some of the visions, or some of the actions, or some of the things that we can consider, or some of the things that individuals have the opportunity in this time to access in getting over the hump, right? Not just because it's Wednesday, but because we're in the thick of COVID-19, and we're in the thick of doing something, or being in the time frame of having to be creative because of social distancing and time change and restrictions on people, places, and things. So we can be creative in this time if we focus on utilizing the time, right? So, you know, how do we get over the hump? You know, we get over it with digging down and being creative, right? And knowing that this time is designed for a particular purpose, or we wouldn't be going through it. So to utilize the time to reach down within ourselves and pull out our pure qualities, pull out our imagination, pull out our creativity, right? Pull out our compassion, and pull out, you know, even the ability to start healing from some things in which we was doing that wasn't necessarily bringing us happy and joy, or some thought processes in which we was engaging in that didn't necessarily allow us to, you know, radiate at a high frequency. You know, these are some of the things that we can purify ourselves of, or get rid of, or transform into a way that we can actually destroy some of the elements in us in this time frame that don't benefit us, that's impure, right? That stunts our growth, that stops our thought processes, our wisdom from actually being applied, right? Or the knowledge that we come in contact from being, you know, put to use. This is a good time, right? So in this episode of Wise Words of Wisdom, you know, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And again, you know, I'm growing it. I'm coming to know how to do it. I'm taking advice. If you want to chime in on Facebook or on Instagram or any of the platforms that the podcast is actually put on, you can find me at Wise Words of Wisdoms, Conversations with Man U. Yeah. So for the listening audience that have been checking in thus far, thank you. You know, your time is precious, and we can't get this time back. So sharing this time with you, allowing me to, you know, impart or share with you all that which I have been blessed with, I'm thankful for you tuning in and allowing me to do it, right? Not that I'm a talk anyway, but if ain't nobody listening, you know, I might keep talking. I might just keep talking. I like to hear myself talk sometimes, and that's what I'm getting used to, right? I just got to have something to say, something that somebody else wants to hear and what they can apply to themselves in real time, not after. Healing is a daily process. Self-reflection should go on often, take place very often. We are only accountable and responsible for what we say, what we do, how we think, how we engage, how we show up, how we treat people. We are responsible for these things. So oftentimes I reflect back on the concept of lifestyle recovery, lifestyle empowerment, lifestyle focus, because that's the baseline. When we deal with any of the systems, the people that support the systems or enforce the systems, they're engaging in a lifestyle. The people that the systems are created for and applied to, they're engaging in a lifestyle. When I talk about lifestyle recovery and Wise Words of Wisdoms, it's not always about the criminals, because I do have conversations around implicit biases in community settings and in institutions. And they're very important to have in this time of shift and change and thinking and doing for change on the social level. Because of a surety, if the individuals that support the systems that we now have, through this COVID-19 event, have been exposed to having great disparities on who benefits and who is oppressed by certain policies and languages, right, that continue to invest in what we can consider classism, and the support of the ideology of the standard of white body being supreme. I think this is a great time to address those things, even within ourselves and how they show up in ourselves. So in this time, we can fast not only from those thoughts and behaviors and attitudes that do not benefit us, but that are also harmful to other people. But we can learn to control them in the future and minimize not only the harm that they cause us within our own selves before they radiate out in how we engage in other people, but being conscious of our actions and diligent in being less harmful to others as possible is a good time that we can do this. So thank you again for tuning in to Wise Words of Wisdoms. Go ahead and post this up. And, you know, give me some feedback. You can send me an email at manyoucan101@gmail.com, or you can go on my Facebook page. That's Manu Lewis Facebook page. And I think it's Instagram is Manu Did It. So, yeah, peace and blessings, love and service. And again, you know, let us not forget. Thank you.